Are we on? Is it on the website? Okay. One and we good to go. Thank you everybody for coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Make some noise. Very good. I love it. Very good. So we know this is the beginning of the month of Nisan. Nisan is the month of Aries. And we know that the word Nisan, I'm going to show it to you here on the board, and that's why I have a board. It's basically the word Nisan, that's how you call the month of Aries. So you call it like that, almost like the name of the car, Nisan. And basically like that in Hebrew, which what's hiding is this two letter. Now this two letter is called Nes. Nes mean miracle. Why is it a miracle? Simply because this letter represents falling and this letter representing holding the one who is about to fall. So together we have Nes, we have miracle. Now, why in this month? What's so special? The idea that the month of Nisan, this month, beginning tonight, beginning basically, it's already started. It's we are in the miracle. We're swimming into the ocean of miracle. The question, what is that we need to do to get the miracle? And we're going to make the money connection tonight. We're going to make a lot of great things together. But before that is to understand how to connect. The first thing is to be excited, to be super excited that miracle is available without doing anything. It's just available. So it's available from now for and for the next 30 days. Whatever you do in the next 12 days, and you can find it on my website, on our website, vitaltransformation.org, you're going to find exactly how to basically behave in every day. We're going to give you instruction. Every day, what is that you got to do? Because today, you need to behave like Aries. Tomorrow night, you have to start to behave like Taurus. So every day, we have special letters, special sequence, special frequency that help you to behave in a better way. So the next month after that will be great. Meaning that this month, because it's called Aviv, okay, you see, it's called Aviv. That's how this month's called, Aviv. In Hebrew, Aviv is Av Yud Bet, the father of the 12. We're going to get rid of this board soon. We're going to do some computer work here. Father of the 12, or Aviv, meaning that this month basically is the father of all the 12 months to come. Whatever you do, from tonight to the next 12 days, define what type of year you're going to have. That's why, for thousands of years, most people during the 12 days, especially if you are involved in a relationship, better to keep your mouth quiet. All right? Why it's better to keep your mouth quiet? Because it's a difficult month, unfortunately, for fighting with people. We have a need to fight. We have a need to be right. Because what is an Aries? After all, what is an Aries? Anybody is married to an Aries? You don't have to admit it. Okay? Anybody is an Aries? Okay? Aries. Okay? Aries need to be right. They have a need. It's a need. It's a very important need. If Aries getting into an argument, okay, if they're already in, it will be very difficult for a real Aries to get out. They want to continue. Because Aries is the first month on the calendar. Okay, on the Hebrew calendar is the first, basically, month. It's the first month. It's Aries. So there is a drive. I want to be right. There is a drive. I want to make a point. There is a drive. I want to tell you something. Now, is that mean Aries is always wrong? No, it doesn't mean that Aries is wrong. It means that sometimes the need to be right is more important than the real big picture. And what is the big picture? You might be missing the whole point. So in these 12 days, all of us become Aries. The next 12 days, we all become Aries. Mean our need to be right will be sick. You will find yourself having an argument about something. You don't even have any idea why you're even getting into a fight. You have, before you're getting into those 12 days, and that's why we're doing it tonight, get ready. And make sure you go online, vitaltransformation.org, and get to every day how to behave, what to do every day. It's very important that we do it step by step. Now, what do we need to do? What exactly happened in this month? If you look at the history, you look at the Bible, something very simple. The Israelites left Egypt in the month of Aries. So if God makes sure that slave leaving Egypt in the month of Aries, we need to learn something from it. If the boss choosing a certain time to do it, we maybe follow the same deal and we make it good for us to make sense. Make sense so far? So the idea, the month of Aries to people who want to make a difference, want to make a change in their life. And I'm sure most of you don't want to make a change because you already have all the money you need, all the relationship. Oh, there's some noise going on here. It's happening. Okay. I guess we need to make some change. So if you have a decision right now, tonight, to make a change, getting out of Egypt, and Egypt is not a country. Egypt is not a country. People think I'm getting out of a country. Do we need my help there?
No, fine.
Okay. Okay, continue. All right, so we have a little Aries energy in the air, so do this, don't do that, do this, I don't know who's right anymore. Another thing, okay? Yeah, of course, no problem. Yeah. We good?
Yep.
All right, I'm happy. We good?
Yes.
Wonderful. So, going back to the energy of Aries. So the energy of Aries, all of us become an Aries for 12 days. That means you want to be right. So you're going to try to correct everybody and to correct everything and to correct details and you correct the little thing. Why? Because you want to be right. You can help it. You're going to nail somebody down. And the idea is if you want to get out of the energy of just being right and making sure that you get your freedom, like God get the Israelite out of Egypt, and give them that freedom, it's possible. But you have to let go of something. You gotta let go of something. Are you worried about letting go of something? Those of you who have something to let go. It's very easy if I tell the beggar in the street, are you ready to let go of being a beggar? Say, yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. But some of us, you know, have nice car, big home, good money, amazing relationship, we have two slaves who's serving us, life is not so bad. Now what am I going to do? Let that go? So when this Eliyahu tell me let it go, listen, before we talk it, maybe we need to find out what we're letting go of. The idea is like that. If you have a fear of letting go of something that you left in Egypt, then you have to stay in Egypt, my friend. You will be a slave in Egypt, but you will have good condition. You will have great condition in Egypt. You will stay in Egypt. You'll get good air condition, nice shoes, right? Mercedes, but you stay in Egypt. We're going to get you a watch, Egyptian watch. You stay in Egypt. We're going to make you Pharaoh, but you have to stay in Egypt. The question, are you willing and ready to getting out of Egypt? But what's the deal? No deal. You can't know about the deal. Freedom means that I cannot look back. I can look forward. Freedom, I cannot, hey, what am I missing? You're missing? Once you think what you're missing, you lost it. You can't think what you're missing. All the people, if you read of all the people, whatever it's business people, successful, make it in sport, make it in any area, you look at all of them, is people who never look back. They look forward. And when their motivational speaker told them, when they play football, baseball, whatever they play, if you want to fall where? Forward. When you fall, usually you like to fall backward, right? Let me fall. I'm going to fall forward because I'm going to make it. See, if I'm falling forward because I'm on a way to make it. That's an Aries energy. You're falling forward. You're not going to falling backward. But remember, there's a side effect with that. Once you're going aggressively forward with your mouth, we know that the holy day that happened in this month is called Pesach. Pesach comes with Pe. Pe means mouth. Pesach, the mouth, the talk. We like to talk, blah, 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 blah. We like to talk a lot. You got to be careful how you talk for the next 12 days. Even 14 days, but 12 days will make it, will do good. Once you control the way you talk in the next 12 days, you become the most powerful person. But from your energy, your goal is to free yourself. And free yourself means you're not looking back. You're starting a new project, new something, you think. If you down in something, you move forward. In this month, if you down in something, it's time to move. Yesterday, I had to coach somebody very late on Sunday, and is a gentleman, very nice, that had to make a decision. So sometimes I do, it's called 24/7, which means it's almost to live with the person to know how they think. So it was, we start working about the project in their business, the project in their life. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm sitting, I don't have really a solution for what he asked me for. And then I saw that how we act with something that is sure and with something that is not sure. And it's something that we all can learn from that. He was not sure about something, but he was thinking that he was sure. I'm sure it happened to all of us. Meaning the keys. He had the, you know, we're going to play with the keys in about 10 minutes. So he had that key thing, and he remembered that he put that keys in the bag. He has this little bag, man bag, whatever the name. There's a name for that.
Merce.
He put it in a merce. I never knew there is a word for that. Man bag. Okay. He put it in a merce, and so he's telling me, I gotta find my keys. I'm sure I put it in the merce. But then, why are people laughing? Is it the right words?
It is. It's a
Have mercy on me, okay? With the merce. And he was sure, he said to me like this, I'm sure I put it in the merce. And then he's looking somewhere else in the kitchen. So I'm sitting there drinking the tea. I think I got something here. I think I'm on something. And he's looking all over the kitchen, angry, cursing. Okay, that's unique. I said, can I ask a question? I think I got something on you now. So what do you get on me? So why are you looking in the kitchen? Because I'm not sure if I put it in the merce. I said, why don't you look first in the merce? And by him looking at me and I'm looking at him, he got the whole idea of his life, business, and relationship, everything. And he looked at me and he teach me a lesson. He said, Eliyahu, it's so funny what you just taught me now. Most people, when they're sure about what they're supposed to be doing, they start doubting that. And when they're doubting that, then things start to go wrong. And then they follow their doubts, meaning they start follow, maybe I put it in the kitchen. Maybe I put it in the living room. Maybe I forget to close the door. Why you follow all your maybe? Follow first what you're sure about. That's freedom. What are you sure about? Make a list tonight before you go to sleep. What are you sure about? What are you sure? Are you sure about your relationship? Good. Are you sure about your business? Good. Forget about the thing you're not sure about. There's no time for Aries in the time of Aries to think about it. Aries is a full force forward. You're going for it. And nobody can stop you. Then you deal with the doubts, maybe next month. This month, you're dealing with certainty. And you're going for it. And you cannot look back and say, nah, I'm not sure. How does your energy even look like when you're not sure? Nobody even understands you when you're not sure. You got to go for it. So again, freedom from Egypt can look back, look forward. Certainty about whatever decision you make, you go for it. The idea of next miracle available for each and every one of us. A few more points. There is two letters that is appear on your note, okay? The two letter is basically Dalet and A in Hebrew. Dalet represent, the word Dalet being poor. The letter A is a very powerful letter. The letter A appear in the Bible every area where there is a change. When you want to make a change, you use the letter on the left. Dalet is the letter that's controlled by Mars. Now, the nature of Mars is, unfortunately, the up and down. Meaning, I'm in a good mood, I'm in a bad mood. I'm so depressed, I'm so happy. So the month of Aries has this explosive of energy and then depression. You wake up in the morning like excited, and 2 hours later, you listen to a song in the radio and you start crying. So what are you supposed to do with that? When you combine those two letters, you start thinking about the change that you want to be. What is the change that you want to be? Your hero should be you. Your hero should be only you. But how would you like to see yourself in the future? That's really the point. The point is not to believe in someone and I wish I could be like them. That's jealousy. The idea is to look inside and say, who do I want to be? What do I want to be like? So that's the two letters we ought to meditate on. And the other side, you have an angel that controls the entire month of Aries. Those of you who know how to read Hebrew or English, do not say the name. Highly recommended not to say it, okay? It's an angel that takes care of everything in heaven, the planets, the star, and everything that you need. And what you want to do with that is basically, with respect, with gratitude, is to thank the angel for giving you all the great opportunity. Those of us who might going through some tough time, business, issues, you know, ask the angel to open the channel of clarity of where am I going with my life. Okay? Remember that. Now, the last line is what it's written, Yismechu Hashamayim V'Tagel La'aretz. It's a line that basically has the combination of the name of the Creator in the combination of this month. When you look at that, specifically the next 12 days, though some of you want to make it even bigger, put it in your refrigerator somewhere, it's a very powerful meditation that you want to use. Do not forget it. Now, let's bring, Debbie, would you like to bring the ingredient? What we're going to do now, we're going to do some little workshop together. And I want to explain where is it from, what's the tradition. I'm going to do it with you, for you. It's basically a mix of different ingredients. Opa, look at this, huh? I feel like in the cooking channel. Like a cooking channel here going on. Do I have the spoon, Debbie, too?
Yes,
thank you. I tell you what we're going to do, okay? The word for when the second temple was destroyed, the peoples sent the Kohanim, sent the high priest to a place in Tunisia called Djerba. In Tunisia and in Libya, they hold that tradition for more than 2,000 years. What they did, they basically roasted wheat. This is roasted wheat, okay? I roasted. Maybe if you smell a little burn, that's from this. And basically, no, you need to know the ingredients. Some of you, you know, are in America. You got to say what's inside everything, you know? Even if you cannot pronounce it, you got to say what it is, yeah? Like a purse? What is it? Merse.
Man purse.
Ah, man purse. It's genius. Genius. I love it. Anyway, so I never got it. Anyway, we got inside, we're going to make, Debbie, stop laughing. We got raisin. We got dates. We got two spices. I forget the name for it in English. We got sugar. We got nuts. And we got olive oil. Okay? Now, you might think it doesn't taste that good. It tastes delicious. And the reason we're doing it tonight was the building of the tabernacle. Tonight was the time the tabernacle was built. Now, the Kabbalists explain that, I mean, I'm not recommended for everybody to do that. I'm going to give you your own cup after I'm going to mix it. And then you can eat the old tradition, they used to eat it with their own keys. But I don't think you want to do that. No. But what we can do, because it's dirty and viruses, 2,000 years ago, nobody knew about it. You know? So they live longer. So, so what you want to do, while I'm mixing it, listen. While I'm going to mix it, I give you two choices. Debbie wouldn't like that they come here. No. So what are you going to do? You're going to have your own little cup. After I mix the whole thing, I'm going to give you your whole cup from that mix. And then you can basically either eat it with a key or eat it with a spoon. But make sure that when you eat it, that the little cup with the what we call psisa will be with the key below that. Okay? Is that cool? All right. You ready, Debbie? You come to help me mixing the situation here. All right. So basically, for the camera, okay, this is basically the wheat. Yeah, I feel like I'm in a channel. I can't believe I'm doing it in front of people. I always did it with my family, never in front of people.
There we go.
All right. The raisin. Okay. Can you help me?
Yes, I can.
That's too much. That's enough. That's enough. All right. Olive oil. Please, everybody meditate when we do that. When we do that, I'm going to say a pray from the Shla in a second. When we do that, please meditate on opening the channel of Parnasa. Say Parnasa.
Parnasa.
Parnasa is a code word to opening the sustenance channel. Things about how much you need, how much you want it, with all your desire. And smile while you're doing it. Mix it, mix it, mix it. Smile while you're doing it. Meditate on the sustenance. Okay, meditate on the sustenance. Meditate. Meditate. Now we're going to make it a little sweet. Very sweet. Okay, let me mix it now. Pour some oil. Oil. That's enough. What is that? You can ask any question. Yeah, it's very similar. Now that now we put the dates. Now the way you said dates in Hebrew is tamar. Tamar means end of bitterness. If you have any bitterness in your life, and I'm sure you don't, specifically in the area of business, this is the time to remove it. Any area of bitterness that you have in your life, in your business, but I'm going to look for the dates now. I can't find the dates. Yeah, more dates. I like the dates. Without the dates, I mean nothing. Dates. More olive oil. More olive oil. Can't believe I'm doing it live. I can't believe I'm doing it in front of people. But you know what? It's time for everything, as King Solomon said. Somebody will have to test it before I serve it. 1 second. Okay. A little bit nuts. Okay, guys, we're almost ready. Yeah, put the cumin a little bit, half of it. We're putting cumin. Some of you I know don't know what cumin is. A little bit more. As my father say, whatever you put sugar on, eventually will taste good. Whatever you put, it's a. Those of you vegan will love it. It's a very, very vegan food, but you want to think about again. Psisa is like the thing that they used to use the cement in the tabernacle, so it's bringing the structure of your business, the structure of your life. Just test it before you bring it. Mm-hmm. If you want to do it perfectly when you eat it with the key, at least let your finger a little bit touch it. Is it okay to ask you that? Something, your body beside your tongue have to make a connection because it's a very, very powerful, powerful mix. So what Debbie is doing there in the kitchen, she's going to put it in the cup for you. And like this, you're all going to have it privately. Debbie just tested before that it's okay. Don't serve it. Who knows what I did to it? I mean, it's not like... Oh, one for me. Thank you so much. Where's my keys upstairs? Yes. Yes. You know, it's funny. I'm going to say now a little pray, short pray. So we all meditate through this pray from the Shla. And as it say, Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Uaita Mesugeret Letfila La Parnasa. Ki Benisan Tlalim Sheem Lebaracha Neftachim. So the Shla write that tonight there is a special thing that happened in heaven, that the channels of money and sustenance open for all of us. So I'm going to read it a little faster in Hebrew. Just be with me. Atah Elokim azan mekarnei ra'imim v'ad betzei kenim v'atah hu ha'mechin kol tzarchihem v'nosaf al ha'tzarchim ha'hechrachim. Atah noten bebilui v'revach ve'osher v'kavod. Kol ze atah oseh b'nedivat libcha atov. Ki atah hu nadiv be'emet. Lo kmo shekoreim lefa'im l'adam acher b'shem nadiv k'natoh aina amitit. Rak l'tashlum gmul o b'shul tova shekiblu bah. והרי הוא כסוחר, אכן מי קדימך ושילמת, ובנדבת לבך טוב, טוב ומטיב אתה לכולם ולי. אני עבדך, עטפת על הכל ונתת לי עושר וכבוד בידך בכל ברכתי אני. בכל מכל כל נתת לי ספרים הרבה וכסף וזהב לראש מלבושה, כבוד ודירה בכבוד. קטונתי בכל החסדים אשר עשית את עבדך. וירא אנוכי מאוד לנפשי, שלא יהיה חס ושלום העושר שמור לי לרעה, להכילני מעט בזכויותיי שבידי בעולם הזה. ואם הוא כן, קח נא את ברכתי ואל ירא ברעתי לעולם הבא, העולם הנצחי. ואם לרצונך הטוב, למיטב ולא למשקל, תן בליבי ובלב כל הנלווים שלא להשתמש בבנותיך לתענוגים גופניים והתפרנסו ממנו. בעלי תורה, אנשים כשרים, אנשים הגונים, ועושה צדקה הרבה וגמילות חסדים לקרובים ולרחוקים. ודבר אדוני יקום לעולם, יהיו לרצון עם רפי והגיון לבי לפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי. So once you receive it, I want you just to allow that powerful energy to go to you, and we don't need it until I tell you so we can do it together. Thank you for helping, whoever helping with the cup. We're going to wait until everybody get it. I'm so excited I can do it together with you. This is amazing. What side of the key? In the bottom. The bottom. אם אתה לא מפחד, כן, ככה אוכלים. כן, אני אומר על זה, כן. Mommy, can I have the key from upstairs? שכחתי את זה למעלה. יש לך את? You mean? Guys, don't eat yet. Don't eat yet. I want to give you the instruction. You either use the spoon or you either use the key. Okay? And basically, if you use the spoon, then put the key below in your hand and you use your right hand. And the reason you use the right hand, because the right hand is chasadim. And the idea, Deb? Okay. So,
should we pull out one key? Or is it okay?
One key is good. One key. The idea, the key is a symbol. The key is just a symbol of basically something that open up something that you have in your life. So the key is always symbolize something basically that open a door for something that block. Are you ready for that? Yeah? Okay. So basically start eating it with the right hand, meditate. If you don't like it, you don't have to finish it. When I was a kid, and they used to do it, and they used to force me to do it because my father won a lot of money in the house, so I used to cheat. So you don't have to cheat. You just, if it's not for you, it's not for you. Enjoy. May we all have a lot of money. Those of you who bless, it's called mezonot. Do you like the test? Yeah? Really? Thank you. Can I get it? I'm impressed. Hmm. I have to continue with the lecture while you're eating? That is very good. Huh? My God. Is it, who said that? Okay. It's a little bit of sugar. Okay. It helped a little bit. But remember, if those of you want to do it at home, those of you watching me live now, you take basically something like burgul. It's called burgul. It's like a wheat, a broken wheat. Burgul. And you roast it for a long time. Then you basically put it in a pot, and then you add olive oil. Then you add sugar. If you're sugar-free, do something sugar-free. Dates. Some nuts, raisin. Some people like to put candy, cumin, and the other spice, which I have no idea what's the name for that. What's the other one?
Anise.
Anise is called. Anise powder. which is very good for your stomach, Danny's powder, okay? So, guys, while you're eating, I would like just a few more points about this month, and I'm going to read. While you are enjoy your sweet and enjoy your money coming this month like crazy, not just this month, not just this month, it's like going to happen. So the idea, just let me, few more things. It say, Imlich ot a besicha. The creator crowned the letter A with a conversation. Going back again to how we talk this month. When we have a conversation this month, try to listen. Try to listen. Now there is different type of a listener. There is a listener that just listen, there's a listener that hear, and there is something called active listener. Do you know what an active listener is? Somebody who does what? What is an active listener?
Doesn't talk.
What?
Doesn't talk?
No, more than that. Active listener.
Listen and take action or absorb it.
Close. What is an active listener? What do you think?
They're engaged.
How do you engage?
Nodding.
How do you engage? What's the secret of... Very good. Asking question. When you want to become an active listener, you ask question. You need to learn to ask question. If somebody tell you, I bought a car. What car? What color? How big is the wheel? What happened? What do you have? What is the 1,000 question? That's called an active listener. What's happening to the one who talked to you? They want to talk to you even more. You come home. Somebody bake a cake for your birthday. Say, like, I bake you a cake. Wow, thank you. What kind of cake? Wow, it's amazing. You put the chocolate. Thank you. Well, you keep asking why. Why you keep asking that? Because there is so much more that the universe want to give you. The universe want to give you so much. But when you not have an active listener mind, you cannot receive that. You can't receive from the universe if you don't have a desire. So in this month, each and every one of us have to value again how much you really want. If you want to stay in Egypt, going back to what I said in the beginning, meaning, yes, you might have a beautiful cage. You might have a beautiful Egypt, but you're going to stay in Egypt. There is a famous story that in one country, the king arrested 400 people. Because they couldn't afford to pay the tax. And he put them in prison. So the three smartest, richest people in town heard about it. And the first guy, the first rich guy, said, you know what? I can't take it to see those people in prison. What I'm going to do, I'm going to make sure that I'm buying a beautiful bed for the people in prison so they will be comfortable. So they went and they bought 400 new beds for the people in prison. So the prisoner can be comfortable. It was amazing. The second rich man went there and said, oh my God, this is a beautiful bed. What can I do? And the guy in the prison said, well, the shower here not working very well. So you know what? On B. Everybody will have their own private shower and I will fix it. All on B, I pay for all money. So now he fixed the bed and the second one fixed the shower. The third one now, the third rich man, see that there is almost nothing to add. What did he do? He go to the king and he say, how much money do those 400 people owe you? And he tell him the amount of money they owe him. Say, I'm going to pay all the money they owe you and please release all of them from prison. Many of us like to make our life, that sometimes it is the prison, better. The month of Aries is not for that reason. The month of Aries will serve the people who want to get out of the cage, out of prison. It will not serve very well the people who want to make the prison better. So this month is not for people who are sitting and waiting for their life to get better. It's how I'm getting out of where I am to what I want it to be. The body has to move different. The soul have to move different. The excitement has to be different. Everything about me has to be different. If I'm sitting in my office, if I'm sitting in my house, and I'm waiting for something better to happen, I'm telling you now, in front of the camera, to the people at home and the people here, that what's going to happen is basically nothing. You're going to have nothing happening. Because sitting and waiting for something to happen in the month of Aries, nothing. It's not a month for people who don't like to move. It's a month for people who like to move. Now, if you don't like to move, you better move. Because you don't want this month to move you. Because when Mars, the planet that controls this month, move you, then he puts your back seat becoming on fire. And you don't want to be on fire. Because then you wouldn't know where to go. You want to choose on your own tonight. How is my life going to look like? Where am I going to be? Which place I'm going to go for? If you have a dream, if you have a dream that you dream about, this time, it's time to make the dream, not to think about the dream. Stop dreaming. Stop listening on YouTube for hours on how other people are making it. Stop. Don't listen. Enough. How many hours you did? 10 hours? Enough. You listen to me after that? Don't. Get out of there and do something. But do something different. Many years ago, I think it was 93, I was walking on 37th Street, New York. So this gentleman, they were selling women clothing, but the business wasn't that good between 7th Avenue and 8th Avenue. It was terrible. So the gentleman sit with me crying. I remember 15 years ago when I used to make so much money, so much money, so much money. A week after, I go visit the person, same story, same chair, same food, same nothingness. Same. The sad part about it, 2.5 years later, that store was taken by somebody else that I know. And he turned that place into a palace. What's the difference? One is sitting and dreaming for what he was used to have, and one is going for what he's going to have. If you will sit on the chair and waiting for something to happen, not this month. You got to move on to the next thing. Jump, move, move your body. Whatever you do, don't just sit. You're not happy with your relationship? You have to make a decision this month. Are you in or are you out? There's no time to sit on the couch and complain. I see some people complain, I don't know what to do with my boyfriend. I don't know what to do with my husband. What do you want them to do? Well, I like him to be more patient. So my answer to them, he's never going to be patient. What do you mean, he's staying like that for the rest of his life? Yes, 100%. I want my husband to be a little bit less jealous. Never going to happen. It's almost like you're going to the zoo and the little kids say, Mommy, Mommy, I want to see a tiger. And he's watching the zebra, right? And the mommy says, Zebra, become a tiger now. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Some people looking at their husband or wife like they're waiting for them to change. What is that thing? Since when that happened? I never saw that happen. And I'm in this business like 30 years. I never saw it happen. People can change themselves. You cannot change the view. Right? I went to the mountain in the desert. Right? We did hiking. You ever did hiking? I'm not big on hiking. Now I know why they say take a hike. I never understand. Take a hike. Take a hike. I don't want to take a hike. Okay. Anyway, so you take a hike. The problem with a hike, you always think it's over. You know the feeling? You're arriving to that, and then there is another level to the mountain. What happened? How long am I going to walk here? Is this, and there is no sign, in half a mile, you're turning right. And There's just walking. And they say, like, before you're going on the hike, they tell you, you might see a tiger, you might see this. First, you don't see animal. They promise a lot of animals, so I'm waiting for some animal. But then I say, I don't want to see a tiger here. You know, I'm not in the mood. And the idea I'm bringing that example is the view cannot change. Your view cannot change. The way you view the view can change. But the view cannot change. How you want to view it can change. Are you in a bad mood? In a good mood? What's the difference between adventure and suffering? Kids love to go to the place of adventure, right? Adventure, adventure. Because they're going to have an adventure. Even it's scary, even it's not comfortable, it's fun. Because you know where you're going. When people are getting into a relationship, into a marriage, into a business, into whatever it is, and they're not happy, and they're waiting for the other person to change, this is the worst nightmare you can wish for yourself. You want to stay where you are. If you don't see very well, either get a glasses or remove them. But that's the only thing you can do. Your eyes in this month is the only thing that can change. Nothing outside can change, nothing. The only enemy you have this month is yourself. Not Pharaoh, not Egypt, not nothing, is you. The only Egypt we're talking about is internal. The only problem that you might have this month is internal. If I have a fear, it's not because you scared me, it's because I have a fear. Once I overcome that fear, you're no longer scaring me. And that's a very important lesson for this month. So each and every one of us, this month, get out of Egypt. Get out of that. And remember, 14 days from tonight, here, we're going to do Passover. What is Passover? It's not just a Jewish holiday, as many people call it. Passover is very simple. Pesach, again. Mouths that talk. Passover. Dilug. To skip over something. Skip over. Meaning skip over yourself. Because the month of Aries has to do with me, and myself. I want people to be aware that I'm here. Stop about the attention. I want to change my view. How do I change my view? I change here, my eye. I take my glasses off, you look fuzzy. You need plastic surgery. I put it on, you're all clean and beautiful. What happened? Something wrong here. Nothing wrong here. Gotta change it. This is a great month for change. It's a great month to overcome whatever you want to overcome. What a gift. Any miracle you want, it's available, but you got to do something. Don't sit there and say, Eliyahu said miracles are coming. Waiting. Nobody call me. Nobody phone me. I have less people on Facebook. No Twitter. What is it? What is doing? What are you doing? Tweet, Facebook, Instagram, do whatever it is. Be, go out there. Do something. Dance, jump. Everything you can do. Shake the world this month. Every miracle you want, it can happen. But if you sit there and said, can't believe my life looked like that. I don't know. Why I'm married? Why I'm like this? Why I have that business? Why, blah, 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 blah. Enough with that. Enough. It's not only depressing for you and for others. It's not real. You bury yourself in Egypt. Get out of Egypt. Say goodbye, Egypt. Bye. Bye. It was very nice doing business with you, Egypt. Thank you for the melon, the watermelon, the onion. Thank you for everything. But you know what? I'm going there. And Egypt will tell you, hey, where are you going to get watermelon? Where are you going to get the coffee from your wife and the tea? Where are you going to get the bed and the pillow? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Egypt will tell you that. And you will say, you know what? Egypt is right. Oh, my God. Where am I going to get? Let me go back. Be careful. Tell you a story, then we're going to go to a short meditation. I grew up, one boy, three girls. Spoiled. Got whatever I want, whenever I want it. Better than my sister all the time. Why? Because I grew up in a Jewish Sephardic family, and usually they treat the boys better, and especially if you have no other boys. So the story goes like that. in age 16, when I discovered spirituality, I realized that I'm suffering from something that I didn't have a name for it. I suffer from the idea that I cannot create anything. I'm stuck. I'm so stuck that there is nothing that I can create. I'm basically nothing. Whatever I want, it's happening. I'm thinking about the cookie my mom baked it. I'm thinking about the coffee, it's arrived. I don't need to ask for it. Whoop, 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 it's there. So I decided to do something which at that moment looked the worst thing I ever did in my life, but then turned to be the best thing I ever did in my life. In about age 17, before I finished high school, I moved to a kibbutz. I don't know if you know what a kibbutz is. Kibbutz is like a place, like a farm, or like a place where people live in a communism way, where we share the money, the fruit, everything together. But basically, to move from being spoiled and being taken care of, you have to do everything yourself. Your laundry, your food, the thing, your cooking. I never did it. Never. I don't even understand it. So I'm coming, you know, you're getting an apartment, and you're waiting for your mom to arrive to cut omelette, something. Nothing. Nothing. If you don't make the food, you don't eat. If you don't wash your clothes, it's not going to wash itself, basically. It was new for me. So Egypt called me. Egypt called me so bad. And I remember it was on Friday. My whole family arrived at the kibbutz with the car. And after starving almost for 2 months in eating all kind of canned food and tuna, and I'm trying to look brave, but you can easily break me. Like, I'm like just convince me to go to Egypt, I'm coming. My parents arrived with my family. And my father had that big truck. And my family come from Libya, so they know how to eat. So they will make fun of me. What is this thing you give to people? What is that? For them, everybody need to eat one of those things, you know? That's all. So they start, basically, unload so much food on the car, and then to my little room, you know, food. I didn't speak. I just saw food. For me, whatever I was eating was not food. So I was eating and eating, and it feel like, this is it. I'm just going to jump together with the food into the car and forget about my dream. And I have to tell you, it was very hard. So can your parents be Egypt? Yes, but it doesn't mean they're bad. They are inviting you into the old school, or not old school, like the old tradition thing, or to the old thing you used to do. And the food and the adaptation and be taken care is like an addiction. Egypt is like an addiction. And once they invite you into the truck, I say no. It was the first time I ever say no. Not no to them. I say no to me. My dear friend, it was the most difficult thing. After they left, I cry. They never knew that, but I cry. I sit there and I start crying. I said, what a stupid person I am. Look what I'm leaving. Look what I'm leaving. My mom just come to visit the kibbutz for 3 hours. The room looked like a room. Everything started to look normal. Egypt will invite you in. Be strong, please. I'm begging you. For you, be strong. And all what you got to do is from now till Passover, once you break the first matzah, once you break the first, you know what matzah, the flatbread, right? Once you do that, from now till then, and when you break the matzah that I'm going to do the meditation with all of you in Passover, then you know you're out of Egypt. But don't look back, please. You're going to get tempted to go back to your old addiction. Please don't do that. I want you to close your eyes right now. Relax. And what I want you to do is I want you to visualize yourself in a place where you feel comfortable. For some of you, it's Uruguay, Mexico, London, Zimbabwe, Finland, Turkey, wherever you feel comfortable. Go there, feel comfortable there. Now I want you to take with you one person that you trust. One person that you trust 100%. And I want you to see yourself holding their hands and they holding your hands. And you look to them in their eyes and you tell them about your Egypt. You tell them, you make a confession and you tell them, I want to get out of this Egypt in my life. I don't want to go back there. It's tempting me. It's comfortable. It's what I think I want. But I know that if I stay there, I will never go to the next level. I will never achieve my freedom. Tell them. Take a minute to tell them with your mind to them. And believe me, they hear you. Tell them about your Egypt. Make a confession about your Egypt. Now what I want you to tell them, how does your freedom look like? Tell them about your freedom. Tell them how do you see yourself free? How does it look like? Is it success, materialistic success? Is it friendship? Is it fun? Is it traveling? All of it. What is your definition of your freedom? While you're making a conversation with them, I want you to try to see the letter Dalet and Hey, Dalet for Mars, and A for Aries, flying above your boat of your head as a sealer for that freedom you're looking for. The angel and the combination of the name of God is Ismichu Hashamayim v'Tagel Haaretz. Now I want you to say to your subconscious, the good thing that I saw, I want it to happen, and I want it to happen even better and better and better than what I saw. Inhale and exhale 3 times. I want to wish you a wonderful month of Aries. And please, making sure to know each other by shaking the hand of every person in the room or saying hello to every person in the room if you don't want to shake a hand. Or hug every person in the room and wish them wonderful months. Bless each other with wonderful months. It's good to be good to each other. Really, that's what it's all about. Is there any announcement?
Passover.
Passover?
Passover in 14 days.
14 days, yes.
Oh,
I forgot, yeah.
In June.
Yes.
And do you want to say 2 words about the...
It's not a kamea, but it's a secret scroll from Rabbi Moshe Schuta. Rabbi Moshe Schuta, who buried in the northern part of Italy. What can I say? He's a secret teacher of Rabbi Isaac Luria, which it's written on a scroll, which is... parchment, and it's a secret letter to create different things that you need in your life. Cannot tell you more than that. You can have to ask me in private because it's many pages to explain it. Those are the thing in the middle. That's my book for children, and that's little necklaces. Thank you so much. Have a great month. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, now the food. Oh, microphone. Second.
Say hello to each other.